in the sense that we're obeying him, and the nature of our obedience to him in this commemoration is spiritual and not physical. It's not a sacrifice as though we're giving up something, but it's a sacrifice in the sense that we're doing it at his direction. So you ought to examine yourself and make sure that you are right in your heart toward Jesus. That doesn't mean that you are perfect or that you've achieved some level of perfection, but rather that your heart is right toward him. And if it is true that you have done something wrong against your brother and you're under conviction for it, you should make it right with him before you take communion. So we ought to pray for a while first. Let's pray for a while before we take communion together. Yes, Millie? Does everybody have bread and grape juice? You don't have any? I can't hear you. She doesn't have any bread over here. Anyone else missing? She has an extra. It's all right. She has an extra piece. You can share with each other anyway. Now, let's pray together. And if anybody remembers that their brother does have anything against them, ask him to forgive you before you take communion. Let's pray together a while before we take communion. Spiritually now.